And once again, it is Therapy Thursday, where we spend a little time on the couch with Dr. Steve Craig, psychologist and corporate coach for Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. I see we have some new victims here this morning.
Yeah, I'm looking at your scenario. I can't wait.
Oh, okay.
This looks good.
All right, well, we're going to put you on the spot. You ready. Lloyd's been getting pretty good about it.
Here, so. I'm doing a little better.
Are there any wrong answers, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Just checking. Yeah,
it is.
Okay, I'll
just
check.
Pressure on her. Yeah, no, there's no wrong answers. This one says, Dr. Steve, I'm struggling with my marriage and frankly with my wife's lack of commitment to ours. We've been married for 9 years and she is threatening to divorce me once again. This is the third time now. I meant it when I promised I would love her forever and be with her forever, and she looked me in the eyes and promised the same. Yet even after just a few years of marriage, she started wanting out, and now she doesn't want to work on it. Says she doesn't love me anymore and says I don't get it. But I'm the one willing to stick it out. I'm the one who does get it, who stands behind his commitments and toughs out the stormy parts. I know marriages are hard, but I can't be the only one who's working on it. We went to counseling, and the counselor confirmed my exact point. He said she has changed, and she wants different things now. So why then am I the one to blame and the one who doesn't get it? She changed, not me. She's the one who keeps moving the goalposts. She's the one who stopped working on it. She promised she would stay in, and now she's out. Do I have to accept that some people just blame everyone else for their problems when it's them that's changed the rules? And if that's the case, am I better off to just let her go and cut my losses? How do I get my wife to do the tough work that needs to be done to keep a marriage? You going to throw that to Lloyd first?
I don't know. You're looking at me.
I don't know.
I'll say this. I think devoid of love, it's done.
Okay.
Because love is the glue. So if you can love each other enough to want to fight it out, then that's the start. But she says she doesn't love him anymore, people change. If she's changed, I don't know that there's a way to keep her in unless you're going to rope her to the door. Mm-hmm. And so I think devoid of love, it's done.
My dad always would tell me, you can't make somebody love you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if she's not loving him or not in love with him, you can't make her do it. That's number one. But I also believe, too, now they stood at the altar. They looked at each other. They said, you know, for better or worse, richer or poorer, whatever. And she's changed. I get a feeling that she's been exposed to something that she likes.
Somebody in her ear?
Yeah.
It might be somebody in her ear.
She was exposed. She was maybe with somebody who exposed her to a different type of lifestyle, different things. And so now she's like,
or maybe she's just changed.
Well, yeah.
That could be it. Look, if those vows, if everybody really went by those vows, there would be no such thing as divorce.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, Renee is here, too. She wants to chime in. I know she has an opinion. Renee?
Well, I can tell you guys that this hits so incredibly close to home for me. Mm-hmm. I was married for 13 years. He's a great guy. As we grew up, I feel grew up was the term, we both wanted different things. And I think, you know, that's okay. We learned we were different people. And because I loved him, I let him go. He wanted things that I no longer wanted. And I did not want him to have resent down the road that I wasn't going to give him those things. So collectively, we both realized that we grew and changed. And so I want him to have that. One of them being kids. Obviously, we discussed that. And we were on one page when we, when we decided to get married. But then he started talking that he wanted kids. And I still knew that was something that I didn't want personally. But I didn't want him to not have that because I knew he would be a great dad for someone.
Hmm. All right. So. Okay. I agree with all of those. There's a lots of things here. So,
okay.
Because when people fall out of love and it's gone, you can't just, I mean, it gets to be miserable. Or when people change enough, like Renee was saying, yes. But there's something else that this strikes me as here that is a point that has to be made. Because when I read this, I think this guy has it backwards. Because he doesn't seem to me like he's the one doing the tough work. If he was sitting in my office, I would be saying, wait, you're coming to me with your vows? Like that's your ace in the hole that 10 years ago she looked at you and said she loved you. Like, what are you bringing to the table now? We can't just rely on that somebody said something 10 years ago that we promised that we read out of a book and we stood and said, this is what I'm going to do. So relying on that has nothing to do with what it's like to be in a relationship today. You know, What are you bringing today? It's my job every day to make sure my wife would choose me again today. Doesn't matter what she said 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. If I'm a jerk today, then she's going to not love me today. So love isn't found in the vows or in the promises of 10 years ago. It's found in how much you're willing to change as your marriage changes and grow and adapt to she's going to change and you're going to change. And you keep falling in love again with the same person over and over again. And so many people show up and say, like when he says she changed, mm-hmm. I'm like, if he'd have come and said, yeah, well, the therapist said she changed, I'd said, well, good. You mean she's the same person she was 10 years ago? Or is that you? Like, we have to grow and change and evolve, mm-hmm. or people stop. I mean, I'm being dramatic about it, but, you know, they stop loving you because you haven't kept growing. You know, I am so different from the person I was, you know, 30 years ago and 20 years ago. And my wife and I have had to continue to adapt.
But is the key there love, though? Because he says she doesn't love me anymore. I mean, if you don't have love, isn't that the baseline?
So right. And that's why I meant, like, yes, you have to be in love. But how did she fall out of love?
Yeah, what
so
happened?
That's what
or
I said.
Or is it in love or have love? Because I've never really understood the, in love or the love.
Well, you can still love somebody but not be in romantic love with them that you want to be married to them. But the point is that I'm getting at with him is that she didn't just wake up one day and say, I don't love you anymore. I mean, that can happen. But usually what happens is both people have stopped growing together. They've stopped committing. Now, I don't know what she's done, but I don't see a lot from him saying, I've been growing and changing and adapting and trying. He's saying, I said I'd do it 10 years ago. Yeah. That was it. Lock up the key. We're done. I may have said that here. In my book, which I gave to you guys, which apparently nobody reads.
But, I didn't get a copy. I'm just a guest host.
I got one here. I'll give you one.
Awesome. Okay. I'll take it.
I say, you know, I like to look at myself as a stock on the stock market. My wife bought low, and then she hoped I would grow and mature along the way.
Get a
nice return. And if I didn't, change, she'd get rid of me like all the other low-performing stocks. And so,
is there a way to raise your stock at that juncture, though?
Well, that's what I would be doing with this guy. Is you better get busy trying to figure out what she needs today, not what she needed 10 years ago, and be who you are.
Is it too late, though, at this point?
Sometimes it's too late.
Okay.
But sometimes it's not. Okay. But it does matter because she wants to get divorced. But it's never too late to start doing all that stuff. So I don't know how much time we have. I would read something right here.
Got a minute.
A minute. Okay. Yeah. This is in the end of my book, and it makes the point. I said I would change my vows if I could go back and do things again. So, because I did the standard thing. What I would say is, I promise to share my life with you for as long as I live. To accomplish that, I promise to change when my marriage needs me to change and to grow when my marriage needs me to grow. I promise to be more than the husband you need me to be today. I promise to be the husband you need me to be today, tomorrow, and in the future. Life is about change, and I promise to change. To me, that's what your vows should be. That's your commitment to your marriage is that I'm going to keep growing and changing, not going to lock up the key and throw it away because you promised something 10 years ago.
I like that stock analogy.
Mm-hmm. Do I really get the book?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. But you got to read it. These guys aren't reading it, apparently.
I was on vacation last week. I didn't know it was waiting.
I don't know if you've heard. I'm retired. I've got time to read.
Very good. Just got to clean the closets first.
Got to clean the closets. That's right. I got two more closets, girl. I got two more closets. You're feeling me on this.
I do.
Oh, God. Dr. Steve, always a pleasure to have you, and you always bring great stories in for us to talk about. Appreciate you being here this morning.
Thanks. We'll see
great
you
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.